Good afternoon and welcome to your music lesson here on KDUR Durango. My name is Bryant Liggett and we are going to spend today's program with Eric Nordstrom, Dan Leek, and Pat Dressen, three of the four members of local rock band Lawnchair Kings. No strangers to the program, no strangers to KDUR events like Cover Night. Great dudes. And happy to have them back on the show to talk about their new record. It's called Before It All. All right, Eric, Dan, and Pat will join us in just a few minutes. But first, some music off of said new record, again titled Before It All. This is the cut Clone Town. Eric Nordstrom, Dan Leek, and Pat Dressen from Lawnchair Kings. They are the guests on today's music lesson.
Gonna rent Clone Town. Everybody knows your face. May not know your name, but I've seen it before. Over in the corner, reading the news about the Clone Town blues. I've seen it before. I've seen it before. In Clone Town. Get some gas for my car. Attendant says I know who you are. I say, of course you do. Gotta get going, running late. No time to stop. Pulled over by a traffic cop. I've seen it before. I've seen it before. In Clone Town. Another day in Clone Town, they can all seem the same. Go back to my house and try to be myself. An individual, I look in the mirror, I've seen it before. I've seen it before. In Clone Town.
We are joined on the program by three members of the Lawnchair Kings, Pat Dressen, Eric Nordstrom, and Dan Leek. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Thanks for being on KDUR.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us yet again.
You guys have a new record, and it's called Before It All. What number official full-length record is this for the Lawnchair Kings? Like the fifth or the sixth, maybe?
I think five.
Yeah, full-length would be five. We did that EP a long time ago, Suburban Rock Favorites, but that's pretty obscure.
So
probably never heard of it.
Never seen it.
Yeah, this is like our fifth and a half album.
Oh, Suburban Rock Favorites. That's the one that's going way back. Yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah, with Doug Eagle down in Scooter's studio before it was Scooter's studio.
Okay. Well then, so Before It All comes out, and I guess it's out, you know, like out officially now, and everybody knows nobody's playing any shows, and that's okay, but give us the rundown on this record. You know, the liner notes say recorded, mixed, and mastered by Scott Scooter Smith, but did y'all go to Scooter's place to record it, or did you record it at the Nordstrom Lair?
The scary basement?
Yeah, and anybody can answer. Sorry, you know, like this, you know, y'all can fight over who wants to talk.
I would rather not talk, so you guys take that.
Where did you record this record at?
At Scooter's place.
Okay. But so you hadn't normally gone into like a studio. All those past records, am I right, have been done like in the basement of the Launcher King's house? Is this the first time you've used this studio? You like outside of your own space?
Well, technically, that studio was also Doug Eagle's studio back in the day.
Yeah.
And so, in a sense, we're kind of getting back to our roots. It's a great Durango studio, but this time with Scooter at the helm, and Dan, you've recorded there a lot more than at least me, and I know Pat, you've recorded at Scooter's place with Badly Bent and Dan with the Crags.
I pushed for it. Like, I had such a good time down there with Scooter and the Crags recently, and I just really appreciate Scooter's enthusiasm and attention to detail. And so I was definitely a proponent of heading down into Scooter's place.
Now, Pat, how long have you been in this band for?
I'm fairly new. I think I started in 2013.
Okay.
Eric asked me a year before that, and I just felt like I was too busy.
And he turned us down.
I was really tempted to come and try out, but I was drumming with Jack Tenhai.
Yeah.
Playing guitar with Badly Bent, working full time. Can't remember what all else, but so I said no. And I still thought about it a lot. And then Eric, you asked me again about a year later. And I said, well, I'm still busy, but I got to come and audition with you guys. And that's what I did. I think it was right around Christmas of 2012 or 2013. I think it was Christmas 2012. And then pretty much feel like I joined in January 2013.
Okay. So 7 or 8.
I forgot. That's probably back when you were drinking beer. We offered you beer.
Yeah, I was. I played for beer. And it wasn't long after that when you asked for a recommendation for a fourth member, and I suggested Hap.
Yeah.
Hap and I quit Jackton High about the same time, not long after I joined LCK.
Yeah, and so let's give some credit to Hap here, because I know Hap has been in the band, and then he wasn't in the band, and then he was in the band, and he wasn't in the band, and he's all over this record. So this is like the last type of documented piece of Launcher Kings with Hap Purcell playing. Right.
Yes. Let's give Hap some credit there. Yeah. He is quite a musician and added a lot of flavor to this album. And it was really fun to watch his banjo playing kind of evolve into this really cool rock banjo stylings. It was great to watch, and I think you can see that on the album.
I think his guitar playing really came along too, and even though Hap's not officially with the band anymore. We all love Hap, and there's definitely no hard feelings or anything. But I'm glad that we were able to get him in the recording studio.
Now, for somebody like Hap or like Pat, you with like a big bluegrass background, you come into the Launcher Kings, and it's safe to say that the Launcher Kings now have like their own kind of identifiable sound, you know, where it's, you could throw alternative country in there, but it's kind of quirky alternative country. There's a weird rock thing going on, you know, like... I mean, is it tough to have musicians kind of pick up like what you all do? I mean, this is for Eric and Dan, because you all have steered this ship for the entire time and have created up like the suburban rock sound here. Like if Hap comes in like and he's a traditional banjo player, he's kind of got to pick up the rock and roll thing, I guess. Like Dan, like you said.
Well, Hap, like he was doing that already with Jack Tenhai,
yeah.
And he perfected it. And I don't say that lightly, but he perfected it with Launcher Kings.
Yeah.
Listen to Hap on this album, and it's stunning what he's doing on the banjo. Some of his banjo backup when he's just backing up other people, it's awesome. And his leads are just really running around all over the place, sounding really good. I mean, he fits in a rock setting really well.
Yeah,
he really does. We should get him on this call here. Somebody call Hap.
Well, I was just thinking, I think this is may sound like an oxymoron, but I think I can say tasteful banjo, like put those and I love banjo. I'm kidding to all you banjo players out there, but Hap definitely has a way of being really tasteful on that instrument.
Now, what about this run of songs here? And I mean, I've seen the Launcher Kings. I tend to go see you all whenever you all play, and I look forward to seeing you all again one of these days. Had a lot of these songs that are on this record been kicking around like your live set for the last couple of years?
Yep. Yeah. Some we just had recorded. And by the way, I'm really glad that we have a Pat on a rock and roll record. I know we did the acoustic one a few years ago, but so it's good to have Pat also playing some drums on rock and roll. But yeah, some of these songs we've that song Saddle I wrote back in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Long while ago, and so that's kind of an old one. But then there were some new ones like the title track and help me out here, guys. I mean, some of it, yeah, it's just kind of a mismatch of some oldies, but also
we had a brainstorm session a couple of years ago at your place, Eric, where we just came up with some bare bones starts of ideas, and I know that's where New Clothes came from. Maybe some of these others too, Loose Ends, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So some of those were written like with the three of you all together. It's not Nordstrom bringing them to you all, but
effort. Just the basic ideas.
Yeah,
I think we gave something for Eric to work with, and then he sequestered himself.
Now what about, I actually even had to write a pronouncer out for this because I wasn't going to remember how to pronounce it.
Malacrianza.
It's a song about a bull.
Yeah, it's a song about Costa Rican bullfighting. I read the Week magazine, and there's always kind of current events, but also some quirky news articles from around the world. And anyway, I was reading about Costa Rican bullfighting, where the crowds are often cheering for the bull. And
we all,
yeah, of course we
it's
are.
Basically,
yeah.
Like, you know, it's basically bull riding, but some of these bulls down there are and there was a famous one. I think it's a badass or something. Malacrianza. I don't know the exact translation, but something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was, that was the muse of that song.
And of course we have to give credit to a song I know that has been in your live repertoire for a while is Hellfish on the, what's the Snakehead? That's right. Yeah. So David Smith contributing the
very,
vocals on this.
Very Dangerous Fish. And the songwriting skills of David Smith there.
I those fish crawl across land. So this record, I mean, what's the word we're trying to get this into people's hands? Can people just reach out to the Launcher Kings website? Eric, they can call you? Because since there's no shows happening, you know, your merch table is non-existent at the moment. Virtual merch.
It's in I have a bunch in my mailbox if you want to come grab some.
I've got them.
Oh, for anybody.
Yeah. Yes, you can look on our website, and it's posted. It'll be a link towards CD Baby for the physical copy, and it's also available through the different streaming services.
Cool.
iTunes and Spotify and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, so now let's talk about can we talk about your new member?
Yes. I should also mention Studio And selling local CDs.
Yeah.
So that's another, pick this up locally whenever they're open. And also the Mancus Creative Arts District vending machines, if you're lucky enough to have that CD in the front position. That's another way to get these CDs. But yeah, it's a, there's some traditional and not so traditional ways to get the CD.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the mailbox and he'll have them out there for you.
Just take one from Dan's mailbox over there. So
I already picked those up.
So I'm working from home, so just let me know. I'll put one out there for you.
Okay. Now, can we talk about your new member?
Yeah,
sure.
So I don't know how to pronounce Justin Reichert.
Yeah.
You've taken Justin from, I believe he lives in Montezuma County. So what's the, I've seen Justin play in, I think, Genuine Cowhide and maybe with Chuck Berry in the Beautiful Loser Society. But how did Justin come about into joining the Launcher Kings?
Well, I'll jump in. One major thing was we were thinking about a multi-instrumentalist that can also play drums.
Yeah.
Because Pat Dressen, of course, is a badass on guitar. And we've always been trying to think about how to get Pat more meaningfully involved on guitar. So that was one thing. And then, I've known Justin for years. And he just really puts a lot of time into practicing and I think has excellent craftsmanship. He was a good guy. And so I thought
he, nice guy, fit right in, good player, and was an easy guy to welcome into the band.
Yeah. Now, does that mean, so he's a multi-instrumentalist, just like Pat's a multi-instrumentalist. So like, Pat, you're not done playing the drums completely. Like, you all will.
No, that'll still be my main thing, I'm sure. But Justin does a few songs on drums, and then I'll be able to play guitar a little bit, or maybe mandolin.
Which is awesome to see Pat come out in from behind the drums and get out front. And he sings lead vocals on some of those songs. And so it's really fun to have that option, to have Justin go back behind the drums.
Okay. Well,
I was slowly into this. It took a while. Because I've been pretty happy over the years playing a supporting role. And I do really believe strongly in the drums are a viable instrument there. There's a lot of artistry in drums, and drums were my first instrument as a kid.
Yeah.
Everyone here thinks of me as having this big bluegrass background, and I do, but my bluegrass background doesn't go much further back than my time in Durango.
Yeah.
And I've only been in Durango, a few years shy of 40 years. But before that, you know, I played drums as a kid and played other styles of music. I played lead guitar in a couple of country bands in South Dakota and in Grand Junction.
Yeah.
So done a few different things. But anyway, I've been happy to play drums and be a supporting cast member. I've enjoyed being part of the groove that Dan and I create with bass and drums. And it's really fun to see what Eric comes up with on his new songwriting. And we all work on arrangement together. So yeah, I was a little reluctant to come back up front and play guitar and sing, but we were just starting to do that. And then COVID hit. So when we get back going, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. And I look forward to it because, I mean, with Justin in the band, I think I've seen you all play one time, and that was for about 15 minutes in Dan Leek's backyard a few months ago. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like on a Friday afternoon. Well, let's remind our listeners, we've got Eric, Pat, and Dan from the Lawnchair Kings. They've got a new record out. It's called Before It All. And Eric and Dan, well, to all of you all, congratulations, because I was thinking that you all have been a band for a long time. I want to say 20 years. Is that right?
20 years.
That is correct.
Huh.
Can you imagine being with Eric for that long?
Well, I mean, Dan, he's moved a county away, so maybe that helps. He's right there. But so 20 years, I mean, and you guys have just, and nobody ever thinks like, will this band be around for 20 years? Cause you all have just been doing your thing along with your other things that you do. And next thing you know, 20 years goes by. So congratulations. Yeah. It's awesome though.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. It's been great knowing Dan for as long, and I definitely feel like at times we're almost like siblings.
Absolutely.
Good, some bad, but no, I love Dan so much and really appreciate his continued enthusiasm and spirit.
Well, it's just been the way I always
been watching Dan on stage, and not, you know, I just enjoy that band also, just to see Dan from the stance of a spectator too.
I will say, as a friend, and you know, I've been friends with you all, and I've watched the Lawnchair Kings for 20 years. It has been fun to kind of watch the path of destruction of, you know, Beezer being pushed over in the chair. Remember when the guy in Dolores, Dan, punched out your window, and the police came in mid song, and you had to go deal with it. Numerous people falling into the stage. Colorado Kool-Aid, of course, was always a drunken mess. So, it's been fun to watch for the 20 years, and I appreciate it.
Like Beezer gets another mention for puking on stage. I think that's.
did that happen? Holy cow! Well, we're quickly running out of time here, and I appreciate you all taking the time to be on the program now. And I imagine like everybody's waiting patiently. If these vaccines come about, will people be playing shows in the summer of 2021? I hope so. I hope to see the Lawnchair Kings, and I'm sure you all kind of share the sentiment. Like, I mean, are you all getting together and playing now, like 6 feet apart, or have you, or not at all?
We're not at all right now. We just don't have the space.
Yeah.
We were trying to get together outside during the time of COVID, But once again,
we just did that twice and you attended one of them.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, I'm honored.
But
I'm honored.
Now that it's gotten colder, you got to move inside, and it just seems like an unnecessary risk unless you can get some ventilation going or whatever the case is. So we haven't made the proper arrangements. So we have not been playing.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I was thinking that, it's just been such a weird year for us because, we got this album out. We got a new band member. We played, I thought, a pretty good show at the Sunflower Theater in Cortez. And by the way, there's going to be a live album of that out fairly soon.
Okay, cool.
Boy, the world sure changed from February 29th, that last live show that we played. I look forward to playing out again. I know that that's what we're all looking forward to. And I think better times are coming, but it's just kind of interesting with the theme of the album too. There's a little bit of a post-apocalyptic tone that might've been somewhat intentional, but certainly didn't anticipate the pandemic. But I do think it's sort of fitting that this, the theme before it all came out in 2020, that song, I was feeling a little bit dark about everything in the country and everything and where we were going. But I do think we'll eventually return to some better days.
I agree. And I look forward to those days. And I didn't even think about the whole before it all term and the pandemic. So thanks for tying that in, Eric.
Nicely
done. Well, we're out of time, but we have been joined by Pat Dress and Eric Nordstrom, Dan Leek from the Lawnchair Kings. The new record is called Before It All. And guys, I really appreciate everything that you have done for KDUR over the years, all of the cover nights, and just everything. I really appreciate it. So thanks.
Well, right back at you, Leek. Nice work up there.
Love you, Brian. Thank you.
Special consideration, Brian. It's just an amazing job that you've done guiding KDUR through the pandemic.
Well,
I know you're working full time.
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, and it's been interesting. And then we do it because KDUR is awesome. And KDUR is awesome, and it's made up of great people and great musicians like yourselves who give us music to play. So I thank you. The Lawnchair Kings' new record is called Before It All. And gentlemen, thanks for being on KDUR.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, Brett.
A hell of a
increase awareness of the potential ecological impacts of the snakehead, a very dangerous fish. If you see this fish, make no attempt to approach it. Instead, immediately contact your local wildlife and fisheries authority and tell them,
I've just seen a
hellfish. One more there from Lawnchair Kings off of their new record, Before It All. I want to thank Eric Nordstrom, Dan Leek, and Pat Dressen of the Lawnchair Kings for joining us on today's program. I also want to thank you for listening. You have been tuned into Your Music Lesson. It's heard every Friday from 5:30 until right about now right here on KDUR Durango. My name is Bryant Liggett, encouraging you to support your local and live music scene wherever you may be. I'll be back next week with another music lesson.